You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Philip Morris, a tobacco company, attempted to rebrand themselves as a vaping company. This is a little clip from one of their videos.
As the tobacco industry, it is a fact that we have a low credibility due to our past.
For me, when I joined the company, it was obvious that smoking was not good for your health. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't look into it and that you shouldn't try to create a better world for people which would like to continue enjoying tobacco products.
Well, I think it's the right thing to do, simply speaking. I mean, with our vision, eventually cigarette will disappear.
So what you heard there was Philip Morris, who is this company trying to shift towards vaping, but still is selling tobacco products. They reached out to Auckland Action Against Poverty recently in an email, and this is what they had to say in that email. Philip Morris strongly supports the government's focus on encouraging people to switch to less harmful products and is working towards exiting the cigarette market in New Zealand. In particular, Philip Morris is working to address the high rates of women smokers. This raid raised red flags for coordinator of Auckland Action Against Poverty, Ricardo Menendez-March, as after a few months he realized it was not just his organization that was being approached. Auckland Action Against Poverty is now urging the government to regulate lobbying efforts of the tobacco industry. March starts off by telling us more about the lobbying efforts he's seen occur in the tobacco industry in New Zealand.
Well, after we were approached by tobacco giant Philip Morris, where they were hoping to get access to the communities we work with to sell their products, we came to the realization that tobacco giants operating in an unregulated vaping market need far more control, where currently they're taking advantage of consumers and people who have addiction issues in order to make a profit. And the fact that they can try and infiltrate low-income communities is of huge concern to us because they're not being transparent about the genuine health risks and harms that the substances they promote have.
Can you give us a little bit more detail about how they reached out to you and what they were looking for exactly?
Yeah, so in June this year, Philip Morris, through a communications company called SilverEye, emailed us asking us to basically meet with them and to meet the communities we work with. They specifically talked about how they want to work towards a smoke-free New Zealand and how they were basically wanting to target Māori women and low-income communities. We basically did not engage with that email, and they then insisted a month after trying again to meet with us. Then we found out that Philip Morris had been trying to approach other community-based organizations, VHBs, and has been constantly lobbying the Ministry of Health to introduce their products into the New Zealand market.
Are there any other brands or organizations that you've seen using these same tactics?
So Imperial Brands, which is a UK-based tobacco company, has also been lobbying the Ministry of Health to basically continue having an unregulated e-cigarette market and to have those products exempt from regulations. So we do know that there's other tobacco giants in New Zealand competing for the space in order to make a profit. And what we see is this is undermining genuine grassroots efforts to genuinely minimize the harm caused by tobacco and people who are genuinely using vaping, not so much as an avenue to make profit, but as a genuine avenue to help those that simply cannot quit smoking without the use of other nicotine-based alternatives.
And how exactly do these practices impact on lower-income families?
Well, at the end of the day, what Philip Morris is promoting is a product that has a financial cost attached to it. It's also a nicotine-based product that is highly addictive. So this vaping product does have a harm associated to it, even if the harms in terms of health are less than traditional tobacco. We can't neglect the fact that because of its addictive nature, it will have a huge cost on low-income communities. And for people who are already struggling to get by, for them to be aggressively targeted by social media, through the communities, through just traditional media as well, seems like a really disingenuous tactic if Philip Morris is supposed to be working under a public health mantle. And so these are the concerns that we have, that it will have addiction issues and also financial issues introduced to communities.
Mm. And what kind of regulations are you looking at from the government?
Yeah, so at the moment, the government has focused a lot on regulating consumers, which is putting sort of financial penalties on people who choose to use traditional tobacco products in the form of an excise tax. So what we want to move towards is to address the ability for tobacco giants to market themselves in Aotearoa. So this is putting restrictions on the sort of advertisements they can have, but also addressing the huge profits that they make from selling products that do create a harm to the community, and to funnel some of those profits into genuine grassroots-based community programs to reduce addiction, which we know exists in New Zealand, but they're also really underfunded. So this could be a really good way to channel some of the harm that these companies create into the community.
Mm-hmm. Some of the criticism around suppressing these companies who are advocating for vaping is a concern that people will shift back to tobacco products. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, at the end of the day, vaping does not need to be attached necessarily to big tobacco companies that are making a profit, right? I mean, these are companies that are not necessarily putting public health at the forefront of their activities. They're putting profit at the forefront of them. So I think there are genuine activities that by the community that are trying to shift people into vaping as opposed to traditional tobacco products. But these need to be led by the community, not by big tobacco companies, and or being funded by big tobacco companies for that matter. And so this, I totally take those concerns, but I think what we need to address here is the power that big corporations have over lawmakers and communities.
Brilliant. That was all my questions, but did you have anything else you want to say?
Just that the government needs to really look at the tactics that tobacco giants are currently using. By not acting on this, they're enabling these companies to continue creating harm. And we have to remember that even though they're promoting vaping, they are still aggressively selling traditional tobacco products and making huge profits still from products that they know cause huge harms in the community.
And I have also reached out to for a comment from Philip Morris, but I'm yet to have a reply. If I do happen to get a response, I will make sure that is either put up in the podcast or I will follow up on it next week. We'll see what happens.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.